Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Oh, I come bearing many gifts for just one person, one lucky person here today. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
I thought you guys would be very musical, good at singing that part. Coming to you once again for the second time on the Weezer Cruise! Some of the most fun shit a person can ever do. We're on the Carnival Cruise Line. Fascination is the name of our boat, and I find it endlessly fascinating and difficult to find things. We're headed back to Florida, and it's, I know, it's not the best state, but it's the closest one to where we are. So if we want to get back on land again, I'm getting used to it. I love it. I love like feeling like I'm drunk right when I wake up, because I probably am. It's true. It's Sunday, February 16th, right? 2014 Wolf of Wall Street Fight Terminator 2 Judgment Day of the Dead Men Walking Tall. I just have to say that this holiday trip across the sea to an island in the sun was a perfect situation to live the good life. I don't look forward to going back to Beverly Hills. When they told me it's over, I said, say it ain't so. Because I never want to leave the Bermuda Pink Triangle. And I forgot the rest because I remembered to bring my hash pipe. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country while we're out here floating around is the Lego Movie. Yeah, I love that movie. And number two is About Last Night, which I have not seen. I mean, I saw the white version, but I have not seen the new black version because, I was floating around out here with you guys, but the Lego Movie was so great, I'm just gonna say watch the Lego Movie, not About Last Night. This has been Watch This, Not That speculative edition, which a lot of them are. let's go into the prize bag, you guys. You're not going to believe this. A copy of my CD, of course, Gateway Doug. But this shirt that a gentleman gave me in Jacksonville when I did a show there the other night that I could never wear in public because I don't want to put this big of a target on my chest. But it's pretty awesome because it's a cat and it says, "Smoke me out." So one of you guys is going to be lucky enough to wear that. You can wear that underneath your cape tonight for Superheroes Night. I even included a mask that I wore the other night when I was passing out everywhere. You guys probably saw me sleeping somewhere. I forgot to spend one of my drink tickets out on the island yesterday, so that's in the prize bag. So someone, if you're ever back out there on the island... And then they're so nice to be here at the Weezer Cruise. They gave me boxes full of snack foods because they think I'm a fat stoner. And so I'm going to pay those forward because I can't have them in my room. And a band that I've enjoyed watching and becoming friends with here on the cruise, I got a guitar pick from them that says Caveman on it. Oh, it sucks that I can't see all the bands because every band I've seen has been great and really it's been really fun. Yeah, Ozma last night. Holy shit, they tore it up. Matt from Caveman was super fucking drunk and still a musical genius. It was beautiful. Here's a T-shirt that says Weezer on it, signed by all the people on stage tonight except for one. We'll get him when he gets out here. And lots of other Weezer stuff. The awesome Weezer Gilligan hat. And looks like three Weezer t-shirts. And a Weezer koozie. Two Weezer koozies. Are you fucking kidding me? You're not going to drink a beer alone. You need someone else. All of that can be someone's, is going to be someone's today. As we continue forward and I bring out our guests. You've seen these guys on this boat. Please welcome from Weezer, Pat Wilson and Scott Schreiner. And from other stuff, Adam Devine and Jacob Siroff. Right?
Everyone in the audience has robes. We have robes.
Just like, you guys, let's just nap. Let's do the first episode ever of Doug Loves Sleeping right now. Because who's not fucking tired right now? Oh my God, but this is a relaxing way to live. Just men in clothes and robes. Because no one went commando there, did they? Scott Schreiner, are you...
Hi, Scott Schreiner, hi.
There he is, first time guest on Doug Loves Movies. How's the balcony doing? Say hi to Pat Wilson, also from Weezer. The Weezer original.
Thank you.
Do you guys have a cute name for your fans? Like, do you call them Weezies or something? Weezites?
Oh, Weezies.
You're not, yeah, you're not cheesy like that. That's part of the thing I like about you guys. You're cool. You take us all on a cruise.
Oh, they're cool.
Yeah.
We have awesome fans. Because we walk around all day. I see all you guys at the coffee shop. I see you at the pool. You're good to my kid. I love you guys. I have no complaints.
Oh, but we should air our complaints. We have some.
Well, I'm going to take a hard stance and say I don't like most of you. I had a lot of beef.
Adam Devine, everybody, come on!
I'm kidding, these are jokes!
You know, it's really interesting living with drunks for 4 days of just nonstop drinking. It really is not as horrible as you think that it would be. You know what I mean? Like, most of them are really cool.
I think drinking every day it feels good for your body. I'm on day 12. I start pre-game.
Oh, you got a pre-game for the Weezer Cruise, are you kidding?
Destruction.
Yeah. And Jacob Siroff is here, a Weezer super fan. And he won a contest. It turns out he's really funny and he's a friend of mine.
So he won that contest and got to come on the cruise.
I lost my voice to be loud enough too all weekend. So, no karaoke, no party. So.
And you're claiming this isn't your regular speaking voice.
It's a sexy rasp. I think we're all kind of into it. There's like six girls that are like, yeah.
I'd like to kill the banter. I came to win. Yeah. I don't want to fuck around anymore.
Yeah, well, you're kind of, you're kind of, what's the word?
A dick.
What? Wow, how many hearts have you broken on this cruise? What's your name and where are you from? And are you ready to get back on the horse? Sit down. By horse, of course, I mean heroin. We would like you to do heroin with us. That's why we wear the robes. All right, this is getting dark, you guys. It's a beautiful day outside. Belly flops are happening. Did somebody win that thing today? That pool is like 2 feet deep, the water. You better belly flop. You dive, it's over. You're all movie buffs, right? Most musicians are movie buffs. Most people who love music are movie buffs. Pat?
Yep.
You were chattier last time. You like movies?
I like movies.
Yeah, right? And
what's your favorite movie?
Oh, thanks, Adam. I was gonna. Thank you. I can't see around. It's just a sea of white.
I can't think of any.
Goonies. Very good. It's
good. You think Goonies holds up? Yeah. Ooh, it's no Hook.
Fans are in my seat. Rufio.
I really tried to get that as a nickname for myself. To stick. I would walk around wearing a cape saying that my name is Rufio. It didn't stick, turns out.
That's what you should dress up tonight for a superhero night on the cruise.
We'll see how I got something planned.
Isn't that crazy how they announce ahead of time, you guys know this, but I'm telling the podcast listeners, in case we ever get back to land and people hear this. I forgot what I was gonna say. I give up. 4 days of partying, that's a good thing, a good lead up to this show.
Take the perfect bill.
It's perfect.
Comedy.
People, they told us the four different costume theme nights and ahead of time, and people packed outfits for each theme night. Yeah. And two geniuses figured out that Jesus and Jack Sparrow fit every category. They are both superheroes. They are both false metal. They both say, happy birthday, Weezer. And they both, what was the other one?
Masquerade.
Yeah, they're masquerading as something. Who knows what they're up to. Scott, what about you? You big movie fan? You watch a lot of movies when like you're on the road and stuff?
Yeah, that kind of lives somewhere between like Apocalypse Now, Taxi Driver, Goodfellas, and Elf.
Yeah. Elf is the dessert in the awful things dinner that you just described. Bunch of horrible things happen, and then Will Ferrell gets excited when he sees Santa.
Love that movie.
It's so fun.
Let's give it up for Elf.
Portrait of a Bombing Comic. Come on, you guys, Elf, right? Remember that thing that was great? I don't have anything to do with it, but come on, let's celebrate it.
Also, traffic sucks on the mainland, right? That's my whole sentence. It's happening on the mainland, folks.
So, I'm going to ask you guys a couple questions about movies. Just answer them honestly and quickly. And they are, first of all, it's Valentine's weekend here on the cruise, which is, you know, perfect timing because, you know, it's great for me to get away from the wife for a few days. And I'm not married, but there is a woman that I have to get away from. And she thinks otherwise. No, the question is, favorite rom-com? We're all dudes in robes on a sensitive voyage. So let's open up and just admit, what rom-com do you, as a man, still appreciate? And not, it wasn't the audience question, and also that was a dumb answer.
Before I forget, I'd like to Elbrook's movie, I think it's Modern Romance.
Wow, okay. Well, that's again, that's like the Taxi Driver of rom-coms. I see where you're going with this, Scott. You are into pure evil 11 months out of the year. And, you know, around Christmas, you enjoy a giant elf. But yeah, Liar Liar is not really a rom-com. I mean, I guess it is. I guess he gets the
rom-com because I love Demolition Man. And I feel Sandra Bullock and
does she
and Sly get together.
They hook up with that?
Well, yeah, they put those things on their head and they have sex. And
oh, yeah, but she doesn't actually have to navigate that stuff. He's got a lot going on. Oh, that was a long time ago, though, too.
She's his daughter.
She's his daughter. I'm the biggest nerd on the Weezer cruise. Wow, sir, well done. That is quite a competition. Everybody, be sure to go out to wherever there's dancing because there's people trying it for the first time on this cruise. So no, I will not accept Demolition Man as your answer. Rom-com, you know, like Jennifer Lopez is in it.
Oh, I like that Woody Allen movie where he dates the 13-year-old.
Manhattan is not a rom-com, and she was 17. It's his daughter, somebody else yelled. It's a virus spreading through the ship. Everybody's going to yell it. I want to get the YOLO virus. Right?
What are you doing?
Jacob, what about you? Rom-com?
Well, I was going to say Demolition Man, but I guess that's not acceptable.
No.
I like Eat, Drink, Man, Woman, because it's in Chinese, and Chinese is hilarious.
Okay.
Is dick your, like, catchphrase?
No, it's just what I've been serving up all the hoes.
Okay, Scott already answered, so Pat, you have a lot of time to think about it.
I can't think of a romantic comedy.
Really?
I cannot tell me one right now. I'll tell you about it.
Love Actually? Dudes love it, actually.
What about her? Is her a romantic comedy? That's
kind of it's not that funny, really. It's more heavy, I think.
Pat says her.
The Wedding Singer, I guess, sure. A lot of Adam Sandler's movies he'd get with the girl or whatever. Bridesmaids is probably the ultimate one.
The Princess Bride.
Princess Bride,
of course. Thank you. Now close up your robe, sir.
That's my name.
Good answer. Zip it.
All right.
All right, next question. You guys, let me tally up the points. Everybody gets zero. What have you seen?
Killed.
That was fun, yeah.
Yeah, I think 2 points.
This isn't At Midnight. You don't argue about the points with me. I was just joking. There aren't even points at this point. It's not the point. What have you seen lately, Adam? Like, before you got in the boat, did you see anything? Like, Lego Movie?
I did see Lego Movie. I saw Mud recently.
Yeah!
Oh, okay.
Which is a cool movie that 6 other people saw. With Matthew McConaughey and...
All right.
We're in the middle of the Matthew McConaughey day right now because he has...
Fools go through the road. Crowning achievement.
I hope he never does another rom-com again because he's really killing it with these dramas where he changes shapes.
Well, mostly the skinny.
Yeah. Yeah, but then it comes back again. Like, Wolf of Wall Street was kind of between AIDS and regular, and so that was kind of unusual. But the character did a lot of coke, so it sort of made sense.
Skinny is fat as fuck.
He'll do it. He'll do it, I think. I think he will. Jacob, what have you seen?
I saw all six Star Wars movies a bunch of times recently.
You just watch it like on a loop or something?
Yeah, it's on a loop in my house.
I forgot to say, my favorite rom-com is Joe versus a Volcano. Which is also kind of cheating because a lot of it's the man just by himself.
Well, I haven't seen a movie since my wife left me. So it's very depressing. And it's Valentine's Day, and also my mom died on Valentine's Day. Yeah, no big deal.
And he's lonely in his room U62.
Oh man, that guy in U62 is gonna get some the scariest BJ of his life.
Is Jacob here?
Nope. All right.
From Jesus.
Okay. Is anyone in U62 right now? It's like, oh my God. I've got to go back to the room. It's about to get weird.
Scott, what about you? Lone Survivor, you see that?
No, I could give a fuck about that. I watched... that's no disrespect to the fucking armed services. Don't get all your nuts all in a twist about that. Listen, but I had enough of that right now. I watched The Counselor last week.
Oh, that's a crazy-ass movie.
Listen, I love me some Cormac McCarthy, right? And I love me some Ridley Scott. But I fucking did not like that movie.
It's weird, right? Doesn't even make sense.
Cormac's one of my favorite authors. And I read Blood Meridian like once a year. So I'm just super into it. But I was just watching that, just going like, why are you saying that? Why are you saying that? Like, I just couldn't,
yeah,
couldn't get my head around it.
Critics cried over the fact that it turned out so awful because it could have been
an amazing
thing. What are you going to do, Pat?
I don't think I like movies, man.
Pat hates movies. Side project. The most boring podcast ever. Hey, what movies do you not like?
All of them.
All right, end of podcast.
All right, next cruise, we'll just try to get Brian. We'll try to convince him. There's probably no getting to Rivers, but... well,
I love Kung Fu Hustle.
That is a great movie. That is a really great movie. You win all the points.
Okay. Django rules. Django, that movie rules.
I have a good Django story.
Django rules. Are you confusing that with Cider House Unleashed?
It's the sequel. He's unchained.
That was pretty. I just did a really good one. That was a really good one. I think it's the floating. I think it really frees the mind too. Here's the part of the show where I say, "Let the games begin." I am your reckoning, SS Fascination. We're gonna play some games, but before we do that. Yeah, well, that's something I forgot to explain to you, Adam, because we've been drunk. But a lot of people brought fancy name tags that they crafted, and they're going to hold up at this time. They're listeners to the podcast. And, you'll find out, Scott. But for starters...
This lady has a human centipede.
Yeah, she wins.
Yeah. Yeah, because her name clearly is Peed. And... yeah, so...
I didn't realize. I thought she was a fucking weirdo.
Here's what you're going to do. Wow, somebody's...
But what's with the candy and the fun dip and the human centipede? That's not... What's
bribery. It's bribery to take her thing.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy brought us awesome headshot. Look at that. That's amazing.
Because you guys are going to go into the audience and select the name tag, the person you want to play for when we play these movie trivia games. Sarah. And just go grab it from her, and everybody grab a name tag. Who are you playing for, Adam Devine?
What's your name again?
It's Joe, right? Mighty Joe Young, it says on the thing. So your name's Joe?
My name's Joe.
His name's Joe.
Well, that worked out great.
Good job. Jacob, who's this guitar from?
I got Steve and Steph's Excellent Adventure.
Oh, okay.
It's a good
Nobody
one.
Nobody likes them.
Yes. Scott.
The human centipede.
Nice. I'm going to fall. And Pat.
The Patrick Bride from Jesus.
Oh, that one spoke to you, of course.
Good. Good.
And hold up your name tags again one more time. I'll just do the last part of this vine. I'll get some of the other ones that didn't get picked. Okay. Wasn't very much. All right. Plus half my vines don't turn out anyway, so. All right, guys. How are we doing on time? We're doing all right on time. We got a little while left. I want to get everybody out of here in time to go queue up or whatever you have to do for the Weezer Q&A that's coming up right after this. Yeah.
Two of you. I'm with you. I'm totally with you.
Yeah, Pat, you don't seem like a guy that would love questions that are the same over and over again.
No.
You don't even have a lot to say when I ask you an unusual question.
I hope there's no movie-related questions in the Q&A today.
I love cooking, though. I don't.
Yeah, I'll have you on Dining with Doug and Karen sometime. I've got a podcast for everything I enjoy. And coming up next will be the Fuck Podcast. You are a Randy Bunch.
There's some G-rated faces out there. When you said that, I saw some sadness, man. I really did. You can't say that shit.
No, that's just because it's the last day of the cruise. That's everybody's a little sad about that. But we're going to tear it up tonight.
Oh yeah. Don't say it.
Don't tell the rest of Weezer, but you guys aren't going to know what hit you. It's going to be electric. Let's play a game that I just made up called What Was Doug Thinking? And here's how this game works. The question to the panel. You each get one answer. And whoever gets the best answer is going to win this round. And it'll make more sense after I continue on.
All right, here we go.
The question is, and we'll start with Pat. The question is, what are my three favorite movies that have a Weezer song on the soundtrack? My top three, your job is to try to name any one of my top three favorite Weezer songs that have...
Mallrats?
Mallrats is correct! It came in at number one. Yeah. So, Pat gets 5 points, an automatic win. Yeah. Because my second favorite was only worth 3 points, so there's no point in playing. But that was the movie 21, the gambling movie. Yeah. And then number three, the song Photograph was in Drill Bit Taylor. Yeah. But that brings me...
Is that a straight movie?
Is it a what?
Is that a porno?
Yeah. Oh my God, that'd be the worst name for a porno actor. Hey, I'm Drillbit. Oh, I'm Ouch Vagina.
Sad faces.
Earmuffs.
Yeah, they take a picture of everything we do on this boat. Why not get some of these shots? People watching Doug Loves Movies. You can buy it tomorrow. No, that brings me to the next Weezer-related category game, if you will. It's a game that we play on the show a lot called How Much Did This Shit Make? And the object is to guess without going over the domestic gross of a motion picture that people probably wonder how it got made or why it got made. And we'll start with you, Adam. And it's
$700 million.
And it's Price is Right rules, so it's the highest, closest without going over, and... of course, you can bid $1 because that's always fun. Unless the next guy bids $2.
Well,
The timing has to be right. So Pat gets to go last on this one since he won the last round, so he's got the power position.
He's also the only one that went on that last round.
Yeah, because he got it right away. Have you ever watched Family Feud? The number one answer comes up, and then that's it.
Yeah, but we didn't get to buzz in.
Okay, so starting with you, Adam, how much did Marmaduke make?
Oh, Marmaduke?
Yeah, there's a Weezer song in Marmaduke, and I don't blame them for that.
The cash cow. The kids loved it.
That's probably the best scene in the movie, the scene with the Weezer song. It's probably when a couple of dogs are getting it on.
I don't think so. I haven't seen the movie, but I'm pretty sure it's not when a couple dogs are getting it on.
They make love a lot in that movie.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, it's all shitting and lovemaking. And then someone going, oh, Marmaduke.
It seems like a family-friendly film. Those movies make a lot of money. So I'm going to say $70 million.
Okay. Adam. Of course, from Workaholics. And
I changed $69 million.
Pitch Perfect. That is funnier. Jacob, what do you think?
What year did it come out?
I don't know.
Jesus. Well, I'm trying
Pat,
to test
Pat knows.
Inflation. And prices. I'm gonna go with way less.
Pat, what year does it say on your checks?
It's 2009.
I'm gonna go with $30 million domestic. Oh,
okay.
I'm gonna come under that at $25 million.
That's what Scott is saying.
$1. Yeah, Scott says 25.
Okay, Scott.
This is
Pat.
This is Marmaduke, like the CGI dog. Is that what you're saying?
The epic.
It's actually
biopic.
It's voiced by Drillbit Taylor, I believe.
Free card.
So
I'm a big floppy dog. It's like Marley and Me, but they don't put him down.
They should have put him down.
Well, how are the children doing? How are the children doing? Let's check in on the children.
I'm going to say a svelte $65 million.
I'm going to win. You know, it made a lot of money in Germany because of all the shitting, though.
I just want a little kid to get up and storm out. That's what I want. I've had enough!
I'm excited about this result because I know the audience won't be. Marmaduke made $33.6 million. Jacob is the winner of how much did this shit make?
Was there a question?
Congrats, Jacob. How does it feel?
Feels good being the least famous person on the stage. I take everything I can get at this point. So. And by least famous, I mean not at all.
I just have to say something. I fucking hate this. I really hate this. Fuck that. That movie makes me feel awful.
Something.
Yeah, the Human Centipede movies are...
Your movie's great, but that movie's awful.
It was made by the same people that did Marmaduke.
I mean, I guess it's the story of, you know, that it's important to be out front. Like, get there early. Like, oh, you're going to be in the Human Centipede experiment. You be on time.
Lessons.
So you just don't want to have to look at it anymore? That's why you snapped?
I
thought everyone here, everyone listening thought you just suddenly hated this show and being on it. It's quite an outburst from the recalcitrant one.
I just saw it. I was like, snap.
All right, you guys, we got one more game to get through.
Oh.
And then you're all going to have to ride around on tiny tricycles and go through an obstacle course.
Saw that.
Pat and Scott did that the other day here on this very stage. It's fun cruise ship stuff.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird... that was weird, but I enjoyed watching it. This last game we're going to play is referred to on the show as the Seth Rogen game, a.k.a. Last Man Stanton. Yeah. Some might be disappointed we're not playing Leonard Maltin game, but I think everyone's too drunk to play the Leonard Maltin game. And by everyone, I mean me.
It's too complicated, you guys. Settle down. Do you hear all those people who don't care? Do you hear how it's just some of you making that noise? The cows are like, why aren't the others? Come on, you guys. Come on. I don't want to be in this alone. All right. But this is a very fun game, and it will determine the winner of the prize bag, and that's the important thing. Yeah. Don't be a dick, Jacob. Win for that nice lady. What's her name?
Steph, I believe.
Seth. Seth. Seth's really lost his voice.
Unless that's Steve, and the other one's Steph, which would be more exciting.
Whatevs. All right. Let's drag a kid into this. That'll be fun. The object of this game we're about to play is we're going to take an actor or actress or director with a large body of work, and all you guys are going to take turns naming a movie that that person was involved with, and if you can't think of one, you're out. And we start with Jacob. Yeah, and then we'll go to...
Do
you give me the person?
We'll go to Scott and then Adam and then... I mean Scott, then Pat, then Adam. So we'll go around that way. We'll start with Jacob.
So you don't give me the... I start.
We're going to get the name in a second. I'm just telling you what we're going to do with it once we have it. Does Jesus have his arms around two different ladies?
He does.
Business is good for Jesus. What, do they keep coming up to you with glasses of water and you're hooking them up? All right. We've just been watching him for days just thinking of Jesus jokes.
Jesus is inside of everyone.
Or at least attempting to be on the fascination.
He's killing it for a guy that never existed.
Let's ask our young shirtless. Let's ask our young shirtless friend. Who's a movie actor or actress that you really like that's been in lots of movies?
It's harder than you think, right? They ask you a question, you're like, I can't.
Yeah, why is he doing this to me? I'm just sitting here shirtless. I almost thought you were going to put your sunglasses on. Like, oh, I got to just, maybe if I hide behind the sunglasses. Oh my God, it's like Jack Nicholson at an awards show.
Where
this kid's got it.
Where is this guy's parents?
I think the older brother is his...
Jesus is his father.
Jesus is everyone's father. Can you think of someone or should we ask somebody else? I don't want to put too much pressure on you.
Ask
Jesus? Okay, well, that's what I was afraid was going to happen. Yeah, let's give Jesus some more attention. The guy doesn't seem to want it. Wow, that's a really... Ashton Kutcher is what Jesus wants, so... You know, that's a nice lesson for us to learn on this Sunday, that Jesus doesn't always get what he wants. Michael Bay hasn't... He's only made like... Oh, okay. Oh, Kevin Bacon. That's perfect. Kevin Bacon. Let's do Kevin Bacon. Kevin
TV?
Bacon.
No TV, though. Huh?
No TV. Just motion pictures.
Okay.
That Kevin Bacon appears in.
Okay.
As himself or as a character.
I'm going to go with Sleepers.
Sleepers. Okay.
Sleepers.
Yeah. Child rape.
Put that in your queue, young man. Who are we going to go to next? Scott?
Yeah, I'm going to say Wild Things.
Yeah. Don't whisper answers, audience. Pat?
JFK.
Yeah. He was in that.
Scott just asked me, was he in JFK? I was like, no.
Is it my turn now? Are you going?
Wait, no, we have. Yeah, it's your turn.
Diner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He played that guy. He played the guy in that movie that looked like Kevin Bacon.
Whoa.
Back to Jacob.
She's having a baby.
What?
She's having a baby.
This lady's having a baby?
She's having a baby. Scott's going to help deliver it.
Oh, is he consulting with her? That's what's happening? That's good. I like that idea.
No, she just has to be at a shoehorn.
Is that me now? No?
Okay. Yeah. Really quickly. Is anyone else concerned that the captain of the ship is sitting here in the front row?
Cruise control.
I object to the rampant cheating from the millionaires. I need this, guys.
It's not as cool as you think.
I'll tell you one I think that he's in.
I like that game show. You can lose to a millionaire. Give him more of your money. So what answer did you come up with your partner, Scott?
Oh.
Was that what you were doing, conferring with her?
Yeah. You said, I'm gonna take a wild shot and say outsiders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't an outsider. Jacob, what did you say? You said diner?
I said she's having a baby.
Oh, okay. Now I get it. I thought... You said she's having a baby. Scott jumped up and ran over there. Started shoving his robe underneath her legs. Inside... Wait.
You sure about outsiders, dude?
Yeah, I'm positive he wasn't in outsiders.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Leif Garrett.
You don't get two chances.
It's kind of a callback on the show.
Cheating anyway.
But thank you for playing, Scott. And
sorry, Sarah.
That's okay.
You're awesome anyway.
That's all right. Pat, what do you got?
I got a boy who's going to save the town with dancing. Dirty dancing.
He's throwing it on purpose because he's anxious to get to the Q&A. Seriously, though, guys, I have a question now. I'm not going to be out at the Q&A, so I'll ask it now. What's it like being awesome? And will you sign this? That's what they're going to witness in a few minutes.
It's not that cool.
I just made it cooler. Who are we on?
Invisible.
Yes.
Man. Hello, man.
Cheater. You're both cheaters, but I'll accept it. Jacob?
I'm really running out of bacon here. He's not an A-lister, and I'm Jewish, so it's like I'm not even allowed to watch Kevin Bacon movies.
Well, that's right, because Jews hate people named Kevin.
Yeah. Kevin. We'll see.
Shh. Don't yell out answers.
What's the movie where he goes to Hollywood to be a producer?
Oh, he goes to Hollywood?
What's that movie? It's called...
Bacon Goes to Hollywood?
Is it called...
All right, you're out.
No. Big... It's called... Big Business or something like that. Is that what it's called?
Nope.
That seems right.
Listen.
Okay, you're out again. You're out for two reasons. Pat?
It turns out he's actually in Kung Fu Hustle. It's
he really is shows up
Fabulous
in everything.
Baker Boys.
Really?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That too. Tell me.
For a guy who's not into movies, that's a weird pull.
It's random.
It's super random.
Deep cut.
Wait, what is...
Look, I know.
What
know,
did that guy so say over there?
I went.
Oh, Jesus, welcome back. I didn't know you had to actually go procure your snacks and whatnot. Oh, it's for the kid. You really are his father? Oh, the ship's rocking now, you guys, so don't bother knocking. Adam, do you have another one?
Yeah.
So, I guess you'll win the whole thing if you can name one more.
No.
Why, who else is still in it?
Well, I'm totally winning this shit right here.
He's kicking ass over there.
Who is? You are? You just
correct.
Said Fabulous Baker Boys.
He's totally in that movie.
As what?
He's the main guy.
I like how you backpedaled on that.
Did you think for a second that it's called the Fabulous Bacon Boys? Or confuse them with the Bacon Brothers Band. Are they any good, the Bacon Brothers Band? Have you heard them?
Love and Death by Woody Allen.
What did he play in that?
I think he played Woody Allen in that one.
I told you Pat was out. Adam.
So it's all on me, and I have it right here at the tip of my tongue.
Footloose.
Well, somebody already said that.
Why are you all yelling your answers?
I don't know, just off the top of my head.
Prizes are on the line.
Mystic River.
That's correct.
That wins the whole podcast.
Yeah,
even though
you
didn't win
podcast.
Anything up until that round. So what the other rounds meant nothing. It's just whatever happens in the last round.
It's kind of the last thing.
Yeah, it builds up to that big finish. It's kind of like a game show. You see people standing around Jeopardy. Hey, that guy got a lot of points in that last part. It was all just about that. Why was I standing here with my dick in my hand for 15 minutes?
The other rounds.
Asking questions that are answers. It doesn't make any sense. Joe, come on up and get your prize bag. Congratulations. Probably one of the most suspicious wins in the history of the show. There's going to be a lot of people angry calling the corrections department. But the consolation prize, Scott and Pat.
Get that thing away from me.
Pat might...
It's like a good idea, I admit, but...
Yeah. Coming up later tonight, Caveman is going to show Human Centipede right here. But you have to be under 18 to get in. Are you having a baby? So the consolation prize for the people you played for that you guys didn't win them the prizes, they get to name, and I gotta say, anybody they want is a shithead. And they write them on the back of the name tag. So I think there's a post-it note on the back of yours there, Pat. Is there one on this guitar? Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, no. That's just the name, right? So who's this person? Come up here and tell me a shithead. I'll name anybody a shithead for you.
Probably me for not winning.
Well, don't give her ideas.
No, you're a dickhead.
There you go. Okay. I got it. All right. And then you got that post-it note? Yeah, let's hand that over. Okay. Adam, what do you got to plug? Anything coming up? Anything going on people should watch? Workaholics every Wednesday at 10? Is that what it is?
Hey, what? Yeah, please watch Workaholics. I'm doing a stand-up show called Adam Devine's House Party. I'm trying to meet the Tyler Perry of comedy. Because he doesn't do that. And also, watch that. Whatever I'm in, please watch. I really appreciate it.
Right on. Jacob, what do you got going on, buddy?
You catch me watching Workaholics when I get back to Los Angeles.
Thank you for doing that.
And Adam Devine's House Party.
All right, well, good luck with...
Various B-clubs around the country.
Good luck with your continuing conquests here on the boat.
Backfire.
Scott Schreiner, what's going on with you guys? You got a tour or something coming up?
What's going on? We got our fabulous B show tonight. More surprises in store. Also, Pat has a big announcement for you.
It turns out that I have about 6 hours at the Jacksonville airport when we get off this boat. It's going to be awesome. The gate E14.
And the party continues.
That's what you're going to do? You're going to have like a bar party at the airport?
I am.
That's awesome. I don't know if we'll post this podcast in time, so that's probably a good thing. You probably don't want every Weezer fan in Jacksonville just coming down to the airport. Why is everybody buying a really cheap ticket to fly to somewhere close? But you guys, we've heard a new song. Am I allowed to say that? That we've heard a new single?
New song, many more new songs to come. Yeah.
I got to thank you guys, and you can pass it on to the rest of Weezer that don't, interact with others.
No, I really, I've loved you guys, the band, for a long time, and it's been really exciting for me to be on both Weezer Cruises, and I hope we do Weezer Cruise 3.
Thanks, man. You too.
Thank you, everybody.
Go to the Weezer Q&A. Come see me and Jacob and Adam doing stand-up right here tonight at 7 o'clock. And if you're listening to this podcast, don't do that. You're not on the ship. It's just us. It's just us special ship people. I'll see you guys backstage. Pat hates that human centipede sign. I wanted everybody to sign it and give it to our young friend. All right, as always, that was a good one. We don't have time. As always, Mighty Joe Young is a shithead. She was upset that you won, but bottom line is you won. This is our Soshi right here. People from all over the world came to get together in this boat and avoid the Winter Olympics. Jason Roush is a shithead. So that's a personal vendetta. And coming up with shitheads is a shithead. I'm a generally positive person. Thanks a lot, Weezer Cruise!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room.